Blog Talk Radio.
Good day. Bonjour. Dobro jutro. You've tuned into and you're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. And today's topic is preaching to the choir. Now, if you want to hear the show live, however, you know, to log in blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on today's date. Oh, August 15th. Happy birthday, Carl Stephen, my nephew. If you want to hear any of the archive shows, log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. And click on any of the date, any date that you want to hear the show. Ah, I just love giving a voice to my passion. And, of course, it's talk radio. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. Why don't you give a voice to your passion? What's dancing in your heart right now? Don't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. Why don't you think about being the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show? You could be a stay-at-home mom and dad. You have a project. You have a book. You have a recipe that you want to share with the world. You see, you could call in, you could call me, we could call in, and I give you a whole half hour. And you're promoting you. And it's live, and then it's archived. And then I email you the link. Then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, imagine. Your show, your voice, and your message will be heard locally, nationally, and will circle the world. Did you know that internet radio is a powerful advertising, marketing, PR tool? You're taking an ad out on live talk radio. And you've tuned into Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Now, before I get to preaching with the choir, I invited you. Oh, by the way, you have to email me your content, and if it resonates, I become your outside advocate. And of course, there's a one-time modest fee for the show. Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Iron Workers Management Progressive Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs. Incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Can't you just feel the energy, the brotherhood and sisterhood, iron workers' impact, the Titanic shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International in Canada. You do know that they're the Dom Perignon of the trades. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to recognize them and acknowledge them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Hey, gals, this is for you, too. You need to qualify, so you log on ironworkers.org. And I composed a 6-minute CD, What a Noble Profession. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. It's available. Just email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care, compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. www.teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant, the Iron Age. He's a wire art sculptor and leatherworks, all originals. Hand-built, unique, one-of-a-kind original designs. Do you want to find out more about Iron Age, the Beau Vivant? Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Hey, Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Oh, come on. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. And looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins into our body. And in the Elixir, secret number 7, page 42, I share with you my formula for de-stressing our bodies and our faces. And when you're under stress, it shows on your face. And it will aid you. It will definitely aid you. But when you get acquainted with Life Extension, they make the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. I just ordered my Ageless Cells. Come on, we're living longer, but not better. The quality of life eludes many, but it doesn't have to be that way. It's your choices. You see, Ageless Cell turns back the clock on a cellular level. I don't know about you. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, what's your life like? How happy are you in your life? And I just had a call, and I said, darling, I'll have to call you back. But she said, Kathy, darling, I have to tell you that the happier you are, the longer you're going to live. But are you taking care of yourself? You know, our greatest freedom is that of choice. They either come back to embrace you or bite you in the butt. Log on lifeextension.com and click on their magazines. The year was 2005. Click on that because I was profiled. I was a heavy-duty sunbather. And the Life Extension supplements saved my face. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam. She's an author extraordinaire, and her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. She is the creator. She is the developer. She's the Michelangelo of TNT, Toxic Negative Thinking. Did you know that our brain and body talk to each other 2 hours into sleep? I want you to adopt a peppy attitude, positive, filled with energy and power, and eliminate TNT. It's habit, and you don't even know. And you want to know how you're going to find out? You're going to write a journal for one day, a 24-hour journal. Write down every thought that comes into your mind. And at the end of the day, take a look at the pros and the cons. Let me tell you how dynamic Edith is. She is a survivor of thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer. And her book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Did you know there is a worldwide call to action? The New Aging Paradigm, Redefining Aging, the Dynamic 60-80-Year-Old is Now the New Face of the 40-50. And in the Elixir of Youth, you will get all of my methods and techniques are easy to learn, and once you've learned them, they're yours for life. Now, how long do you want to live? What quality of life do you want to enjoy? It is totally up to you by your choices. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by home-based businesses. Oh, they are exploding. I had mine when I was 25. I didn't want to invest huge capital. Do you want to be the CEO of your very own business? Do you want to be able to broadcast and to spread your message at the comfort of your home? Do you want the formula that will offer infinite opportunities to challenge yourself, to believe in yourself? Did I get your interest? Did I get your interest? You need the formula. And the only way you could get the formula is by emailing Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Okay, preaching to the choir. Man. Oh, let me tell you what's on for the rest of the week. Tomorrow, your behavior, and on Friday, overthinking. But preaching to the choir. You want to change your life? Darlings, change your thinking. You see, there's only one of you. You will never have it again. And life is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melted like a snowflake. And did you know that our bodies and brains don't age? We do by our choices. What choices are you making today? Are you choosing to be happy? What is it? Oh, here's your mantra. Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. Every day in every way, I'm getting younger and younger. Every day in every way, I'm getting prettier and prettier. Every day in every way, I'm getting healthier and healthier. Every day in every way, my mind, my brain, my memory, my mind, my brain are getting better and better. Every day in every way, my memory, my mind, my brain are getting better and better. And I want you to focus on this, and you repeat that 3 times. And you want to know what? How we choose to see the world around us is a direct reflection of how we see ourselves. Call in number is 347-637-3789. What are you thinking, honey? Life is not a dress rehearsal. Don't be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. You have to change your thinking if you want to change your life. Oh, you are an endless project, changing, evolving, surprising. The familiar phrase, preaching to the choir, roughly means that we waste our time trying to make believers out of believers. I don't know if that's entirely true. But here again, this is why I keep encouraging you to give a voice to your passion. What is it that you want to share with the world? Now, I'm going to digress for one moment. Did you know that I am available for speaking engagements? And here are the topics are custom designed to resonate. If you're 20, I'm not going to talk to you about aging. if you're aging, I'm not going to talk to you about what we did when we were 20. So here's the list of the topics. Staying young in mind, spirit, and body. Let's never get old, no matter how old we get. That's what Mark Twain said. And Raymond Charles Barker said the danger of aging is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. Over 60 and sensational. Hey, guys, this is for you, too. Ageism. Excusez-moi. Together we can whip ageism in the butt. Don't blame the seniors. We're the survivors. Did you know you can have a sizzling, sensational second half? You're going to energize your life? You're going to energize your life and have a fulfilling life, regardless of your age? I'm asking you, how happy are you? Did you live? Did you love? Did you matter? What if you were to get a telegram from your heart? What would it say? And darlings, this is just an overview of the subjects I have. And I always encourage audience participation. By the way, log on KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, my video. That's my website, Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, WatsonSpeaks.com. Click on the video. It's up in the right-hand corner. Be prepared to be wowed. Timeless rhythms of soul and Shakespeare. Wait till you hear Roger Plummer's voice. It's an original. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same things found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. And I'm going to remind you, darlings, look, I know what I'm talking about. And I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. You're unique. There's only one of you. You will never happen again. So don't waste your time with negative people. Take inventory. Do you feel good after you've been with them? Because you see, I don't want you to be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. Right this very minute. You are authentic. And you could always share your authenticity with me by calling in 347-637-3789. And I'm going to repeat the mantra. Write this down. How we choose to see the world around us is a direct reflection of how we see ourselves. How I see, how I choose to see, how I choose to see the world around me is a direct reflection of how I see myself. How do you see yourself? What's going on in your life? Preaching to the choir. You have to change your thinking. There's no way around it. You're an endless project, changing, evolving, surprising. The familiar phrase, preaching to the choir, roughly means that we waste our time trying to make believers out of believers. Circa late 1800s, the phrase was written by a theologian as a chastisement to a missionary for not going to where the conversion was needed. Does all the depth of our believing change as we evolve? The preaching or delivering of spiritual content is an ever-evolving process. Author, educator, Madame Margaret wrote, "I come to believe that preaching to the choir is exactly the right thing to do." I want to quote author Margaret Wheatley writes, "I've come to believe that preaching to the choir is exactly the right thing to do. If I can help those who already share certain beliefs and dreams sing their song a little clearer, a little more confidently, I know they will take their song back to their networks. What is the quality of your self-talk? Is it positive energy, powerful, or is it TNT, toxic negative thinking? This is a wonderful challenge for any of us who get too comfortable in our spirituality. That's when we entertain that we know it all already. We immediately put the brakes on our evolution. You can't go anywhere if you think you know it all. There is always a new perspective to learn and examine, as well as a new perspective in how to teach. We play both roles. By staying devoted to the wisdom of the moment, our inspirations will never run dry, and our life songs will be sung with diverse nuance and range. What you're going to preach to yourself today? I am ever evolving. I am ever evolving. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. What are your beliefs? And why wouldn't you? Now, don't be over-possessive, but you know, timing is everything. And you never know when anyone will be ready. We have only this one life. This is it. I told you earlier that life is not a dress rehearsal. There's only one of you. Come on, come on. What are your beliefs? I could hardly wait to make the phone call to the person who called me and said, the happier you are, the longer you will live a beautiful, beautiful life. What is the quality of your life right now? I love what St. Clair of Assisi said. We become what we love, and who we love shapes what we become. And Science of Mind says, love is the grandest healing and drawing power on earth. What is your natural state? Are you a negative Nelly, constantly complaining? Or are you forever evolving? Are you carrying too much baggage? Really think about it. Today, I'm going to challenge you. Take time out today, and I told you to write down every thought that comes into your brain, into your mind. What old stuff? You're living in the past? It's over with. I want you to love and approve of yourself. And trust. Darlings, trust the process of life. Can you center yourself in safety? And accept the perfection of your life? Can you release the past? What baggage are you carrying? Now, darlings, you can't pretend you're holding onto a suitcase and you want to go forward, but you're constantly looking backward and it's weighing you down. How can you possibly move forward if you're carrying so much baggage? Can you be the Michelangelo, the choreographer of your life? Can you? Are you willing to release the past? It's over with. You're free. And that's the only way you could move on to new levels of experiences and in life. Darlings, there's no way that you could move forward in life with joy and peace if you are holding on to the past. Do you love yourself? Did you know that loving yourself will also contribute greatly to the healing your body? For love heals. Yeah, I'm preaching to the choir right now. Educator Madame Margaret wrote, "I come to believe that preaching to the choir is exactly the right thing to do. If you don't love yourself, how can you truly love anyone else? You have to stop all criticism of yourself. How do you do that? Stop all criticism of yourself and others. Don't preach to the choir unless you're going to say, please accept yourself as you are. Preach to the choir and tell them to praise themselves as much as they can. Oh, when you're criticizing, it breaks down the inner spirit. Praise builds it up. Look into the mirror often and simply say, I love you. I truly, truly love you. If you don't love yourself, how can you give it away? Yeah, I know. Gee, Kath must have inhaled. No, it may be difficult at first, but keep practicing, and soon you will mean and feel what you say. You can't give it away if you don't love yourself. Love yourself as much as you can, and all of life will mirror this love back to you. Did you know that fibromyalgia is fear showing up as extreme tension due to stress? Darlings, I am not medical. I truly want you to understand this. I am not medical. If you're going to change anything in your life, your routine, please check with your doctor. And then I want you to look in the mirror and say, I forgive and totally release the past and all past experiences. I am free. I love myself. Therefore, I live totally in the now, experiencing each moment as good, and knowing that my future is bright, joyous, and secure. I want you to not only preach it to you, I want you to preach it to the choir. We're living longer, and I want all of you to live your life singing a song. And the only way this is going to happen is that you have to change your thinking. Come on. Prepare. You want to change your life? Change your thinking. You are beautiful and handsome. Au revoir.